Kevin was so excited, he held the box carefully in his hands. His eyes were glued to the beautiful antique signet ring in the box. It had an ancient aura, and he couldn't take his eyes off of it. Cook and the others looked at each other, their eyes filled with joy. As long as Kevin liked this gift, then all their effort had been worth it. Adriana leaned back on the sofa and explained, "It's all thanks to Gilbert and Emo. They know what you like, especially your interest in antiques from the Middle Ages. They thought that this was appropriate because of all that you mean to us." Kevin looked at the ring for a long time before he carefully closed the box. He raised his glass and said, "I'm glad to have found you again, my friends. Thank you so much. Let's have a toast." They stayed up and chatted well into the night. Because it was so late and they were in no shape to drive home, Gilbert arranged for them to sleep in the Chartreuse Mills VIP suite. This just happened to be the first time Kevin had spent a night away from home since he married Lily. And when he woke up the next morning, Kevin didn't head home. Instead, he went straight to his office at Williams Media. After resting on the sofa in his office for a while, Kevin began wondering if he should send a message to Lily. Just then, his phone rang. Kevin saw that it was his mother-in-law, Dorothy. He quickly sat up straight and cleared his throat to answer the phone. "Hello, Mom."
"Kevin, I heard from Lily that you didn't come back all night. Where did you go?"
Dorothy's tone was very gentle, definitely more gentle than usual. Kevin couldn't help but raise his eyebrow. He was pretty sure she was being so nice to him because of everything that had happened at the Jones family celebration the day before. "I'm okay, thanks. I went to chat with my old friend for a while. Later on, it got to be too late, so I slept at his place." Dorothy said,
"I understand. You haven't seen each other in a long time, so you must have had a lot to talk about. By the way, didn't I ask you to bring your parents here for a physical? It just so happens that I have nothing to do for the next couple of days. How about tomorrow?"
When he heard her bring the subject up again, Kevin frowned. He really didn't want his parents involved in all of this. Dorothy suspected that Kevin and Lily's trouble having a baby, even by in vitro fertilization, was inherited, so she wanted to get his parents tested. Talk about awkward. Kevin thought about it and replied, "How about this? After I bring my parents here tomorrow, I'll pick up you and Lily to go and get another checkup to see what the problem is." He continued, "But really, Lily and I don't have any problem. I don't see the need for another physical, and I definitely don't want to drag my parents into this." Dorothy was unhappy to hear this and was about to object, but Kevin didn't give her a chance. "Then it's decided. Let's go and get the physical together, all of us. But I have to hang up now, Mom. I still have something to do. Talk to you later." After Kevin hung up, he put down his phone and was about to rest for a while when someone knocked on his office door. Miss Wilson walked in wearing a light blue professional suit and Prada shoes.
"Sir, Jason from the Jones family is here. He wants to sign the packaging contract for Brittany's debut with us. What do you think we should do?"
Kevin responded in a very serious tone. "He's here pretty early. Don't worry about him right now. Please contact the Jones family directly. Let them know that, since they've ignored my previous instructions, our agreement with them will be voided if they send him here again. If they want to continue to work with us, then they must ensure that all corporate matters will be handled by Lily and Lily alone. Otherwise, we have nothing to talk about." Kevin felt a headache coming on, so he closed his eyes and sat back on the plush sofa. He gently rubbed the space between his eyebrows. Miss Wilson nodded.
"So Jason will have to wait for the Jones family to inform him to leave?"
"Yes." Jason sat for a long time in the first floor waiting room. Just as he was getting impatient and was about to go to the front desk for an update, he received a call from Grandma Jones asking him to head home. When he hung up the phone, Jason had a puzzled look on his face. His grandmother had full confidence in him when he left this morning. Why did he feel that there was something wrong with his grandmother's tone just now? He looked in the direction of the elevator again. After waiting for another 5 minutes, it was obvious that nobody was coming to show him into the CEO's office. The only thing left for Jason to do was leave. In the old Jones family mansion, the key players of the family were sitting in the living room trying to figure out how to handle all of this. One of his uncles was wondering out loud, Why are they doing this to us? Why do they prefer Lily to Jason? After all, her own company was about to close its doors until she got bailed out. I think the new CEO of Williams Media is a fool, and sooner or later, Williams Media will be history. When Jason returned, he heard from Grandma Jones that Williams Media was threatening to cancel their partnership with them. He immediately became furious. He couldn't understand why they seemed to have a grudge against him. It was fine if they didn't agree to his proposal, but why were they demanding to see Lily instead of him? Grandma Jones looked at Jason, who was flying into a rage, and felt empathy for her grandson's suffering.
JJ, please calm down. Your aunts and uncles are all here.
Jason turned and looked at them. What do you all think about this? A middle-aged man wearing an old-fashioned three-piece suit and glasses spoke first. He was one of Grandma Jones's nephews.
Auntie, why did the CEO of Williams Media choose Lily over Jason? What kind of relationship do they have?
The woman sitting beside him quickly continued.
Yes. Why don't we ask Lily to explain this? If they really do know each other, wouldn't that make it easier for us to work with Williams Media?
One of the younger members of the Jones family, a young man who usually hung out with Jason, stood up and said,
As I recall, Lily said that she didn't get to see their CEO when she went to Williams Media. She must have been lying to us. I don't believe it. There must be something tawdry going on between them.
Many of them started to whisper to each other when they heard him say this. One of Jason's uncles added,
Yeah, maybe Lily seduced him to smooth out the deal.
Another piped up in her defense, sort of.
That useless husband of hers doesn't even have a job. Lily is such a strong-willed person, she has to do something to provide for her future.
Listening to everyone's reaction, Jason felt much better and began to smirk. Grandma Jones was upset, but Lily was her granddaughter after all. She saw that everyone was attacking her more and more harshly and coughed twice. The room immediately fell silent.
We need to make a long-term plan. After all, if they want to cancel our agreement, we won't have a chance in court. If that happens, we'll be the ones to suffer.
Grandma Jones was absolutely right. Williams Media was far more powerful than they were. The Jones family had to give in. However, they decided that if Williams Media really wanted Jason out of the picture, it would be better to find someone other than Lily to be in charge of the negotiations. She had to be replaced because they just weren't sure of her relationship with the CEO. So Jason's cousin, Matilda Jones, was chosen to replace Jason. They all wanted her to take Lily's place and go to Williams Media the next day. While this was going on, Kevin spent half a day at his office and then rode home on the new electric scooter that Miss Wilson had bought for him. There was no one at home, and Kevin felt that it was too quiet. He tossed a snack in the microwave and relaxed a little. Then he took a nap until Lily came back that evening. Lily walked in, took one look at Kevin's messy hair and wrinkled clothes, and got a little ticked off.
When did you get back? You didn't spend the whole day sleeping, did you?
Of course not, Kevin replied. I came back in the afternoon. By the way, did you get a call from Grandma today? Kevin stood up and got a glass of water for Lily, who was sitting on the sofa. Lily looked at him strangely.
No, why would she call me?
Kevin was a little annoyed at this. It seemed that Grandma Jones still wasn't taking his words to heart. Still, he looked very calm on the surface. It's nothing. I was just asking. Lily rolled her eyes. When she thought about her family's deal with Williams Media being handed over to Jason, she got really teed off.
Where did you go last night? She asked Kevin.
Thinking about how Kevin hadn't come home last night, Lily felt even more uneasy. She had so many things she wanted to ask him yesterday, but he never came home from the banquet. Kevin chuckled. I was just chatting with an old friend. It was too late and I'd had a little to drink, so I just slept there.
Old friend? Was it Mr. Cook from the Whistler Hotel?
Lily put down her glass and stared at Kevin. That's right. Kevin didn't want to hide anything from her, so he decided to tell her the truth. Lily was a little disappointed to hear his answer. After thinking for a few seconds, she sighed. Leaning back on the sofa, she declared,
I don't know how you're such good friends with Mr. Cook, but if you say you were chatting with him last night, then I guess I'll have to believe you.
But Lily really wanted to know more.